The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Sea turtles have recently gained a huge victory when the U.S. federal government announced the largest designation of critical habitat in the nation's history for the loggerhead sea turtles on the Atlantic coast and in the Gulf of Mexico. The National Marine Fisheries Services and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service have designated 685 miles of beaches and more than 300,000 square miles of ocean as protected habitat for the creatures and their ecosystem. Loggerheads spend most of their lives in the water, where they migrate tens of thousands of miles over their lifetimes to feed, grow, mate, and nest. Unfortunately, fulfilling those basic needs puts them in harm's way. From birth, hatchling loggerheads are already at risk from being trampled by beach traffic or disoriented by artificial lightning, as they are hardwired to navigate by the moon's light. Threatened by human activities throughout their lives, it's no surprise that this and other sea turtle populations have precipitously declined over the last few decades. But there is hope. Evidence shows that species with designated critical habitat are twice as likely to show signs of recovering compared to species that do not.
The 90-Second Naturalist is brought to you by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business at the University of Cincinnati. GrowYourFamilyBusiness.com.